Ryan Daniels, another weekend in the asylum. We have a special treat. Been through a hell of a lot, and it's good to see him back live and kicking, making the rounds. Jack Russell from Great White. Founding member, is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. Myself and Mark Kendall started the band back in 78, and we named the band in 1982 to Great White.
Let me kick off. I just do have to say how great it is to see you back in good health, back in the rounds, and coming out to do live shows and still making music.
Thank you very much. You know, it's definitely a blessing that I'm still here. You know, I attribute that to God and to my wife. You know, I mean, she, really, really saved my life. You know, she was there for me at a time when I was really, really ill, you know, and when, you know, nobody else was, you know.
And several bands have kind of fallen to this phenomenon. Of course, Stephen Piercy with Rat, Tracy Guns, L.A. Guns.
Anybody that knows this band knows I've always been the leader of the band. That's just the way it's been. Everybody knows that.
And especially with such a signature voice, as you know, there's just those voices. Steven Tyler, Robert Plant, who Jack Russell does a killer Robert Plant, by the way.
Thank you. For now, I'm calling it Jack Russell's Great White just to avoid confusion.
Right.
You know, and it is what it is. Now we got the legal stuff going on, you know, yeah. And that's going to take its course, and you know, we're confident, and you know, and we'll see what happens, you know.
And that's one of those the downsides of being a musician, yeah. And getting out there and making the music is the music business.
Yeah, it's
that damn term gets thrown in there.
Come to pass, you know. I mean, I really never thought anything like this would ever happen, but you know. So I mean, everybody's had their thing. I mean, we've all. It's not like there's a whole band of angels and I'm like the devil, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it, especially when it's an addiction issue or a medical issue, such in your case, you really can't control that and say, oh, yep, on this day, I'm coming back, I'll be full steam and ready to roll.
It, you know, you recover when you recover, or you don't, you die, you know? And
tell me a little bit about the guys that fill in this band and who you're playing with now.
The important thing is I'm back and we're kicking ass. I got a great band. I mean, these guys are fantastic. The best musicians I've ever played with. Well, Matthew Johnson, who was also a member of Great White,
mm-hmm.
And Derek Pontier on drums, who was in the band after I fired Audie. And again, Gary Osasis, who plays bass, he was with Stephen Piercy and also Firehouse. And a gentleman named Robbie Lochner on the guitar also, who is played Rod Halford's Fight. And both my guitarists are virtuoso lead guitar players, and you know, they could do some guitar harmonies and things that we couldn't do before, trade off solos, which we couldn't do before. And the music's a lot more exciting. You know, you've got these hungry guys, you know, and it's a great band. They're alive and they're hungry and they're fun, and it's so humbling and so gratifying, you know, to see the people how you know happy they are to see me back. And it's very emotional at times.
One of the greatest bands to hear on the highway. Two of my favorite songs to listen to, driving through, you know, middle of New Mexico, nowhere, two-lane highway, is L.A. Woman by the Doors and Highway Nights by Great White.
Ah, right on. Yeah, that's a fun song, man. That was written about, you know, being on a tour bus, man, you know. This Eagle Rolls Me On. You know, we're talking about, of course, the Silver Eagle, which is the tour bus of choice back in the day, you know.
Jack, I appreciate it taking time out
My
of your
pleasure,
schedule.
Man. Hey, and thank you for your time, you know. Thanks for supporting the rock music, you know.